Today we are going to look into quality management in healthcare departments. In quality management in healthcare, Dr. Donna Bedian introduced his famous three measures: structure, process and outcome, and emphasized on the importance of looking at all the three measures when monitoring and assessing the quality of care. It's very interesting because structure, if you see, it includes buildings, equipment, utilized manpower. Process includes actual operational activities carried out by service providers. Outcome included the end results or the effects of the care process on the health status of the patient. Based on this concept, we have analyzed quality requirements in various departments of a hospital. Okay. So these are very important points: structure, process and outcome. Because if the structure and process are perfect, outcome will always be perfect. Let us understand accident and emergency services. This is the department where a patient struggling for life is brought with a hope for quick and competent measures to save his life. Hence, it is essential that the department is fully tuned to quick assessment and rapid resuscitation to save and sustain the lives. It is important to ensure availability of adequate safe space, life-saving equipment, well-trained sympathetic staff, and implementation of standard policies and procedures. Because if all these things are done, then only the life-saving objective of this accident and emergency service will happen. Okay, so structure, process, outcome. We are again going to the back. Quality of the structure. How should the structure be of accident and emergency room? Separate entry, obstruction-free approach. No problems. Whenever the vehicle comes, it should have immediate entry, no obstruction. It should have adequate space for peak workload. Sometimes you have lot of workloads, so you should have adequate space for the peak work, when at what time it comes. So typically accident emergency comes in the night, so you have to be very vigilant and you have to have adequate space. Door should be wide enough, 1.6 meters, it's a good calculation, to allow attendants to walk on either side of the patient on a trolley. So remember, we have to understand that the patient is wheeled on a trolley, right? Attendant should be on the both sides of the trolley, because the trolley has to be pushed. So the door has to be wide. Layout should be in accordance with the flow of activities. Adequate nursing staff, emergency medical technicians, housekeeping staff available around the clock. Okay, and if you see, if you have seen the English movies wherein the paramedical staff comes running and say, "Gangway, gangway," we have to, and they shout all those instructions while they are wheeling the patient. Why? Because they want all the systems to. The protocol is ready in their minds, they only want it to be carried out and waste no time. That is what is emergency services. All essential diagnostic, monitoring, therapeutic, resuscitative equipment should be available in full functional state immediately next to the A room. Everything should be available. If they want any ambu bag, if they want any ventilator, if they want any lines, IV lines, all emergency medicines, etc., all masks, gloves, everything should be spick and span immediately available. Piped gas, vacuum supply, instruments for emergency procedures, computer terminals should be available. Sufficient number of stretchers, trolleys, wheelchairs should be there. So the stage should be set. When the patient comes, the resuscitation starts. Good communication system, very vital. Staff going in the ambulance, including the driver, should be well trained in the first aid and emergency resuscitation. So it is not only the duty of a driver to drive the vehicle, but he should be knowledgeable, because in such situations where nothing happens, he should be able to give the resuscitation. Another important point, uninterrupted power supply. Good communication, everybody trained, uninterrupted power supply. Quality of process of care, it depends on the knowledge, proficiency, speed and timelines of the staff. Functional status of equipment. Speed of communication, elative. So, the knowledge should be there, the proficiency should be there, speed and timelines of the staff should be powerful. Functional status of the equipment should be powerful. Speed of communication should be elative. It is essential that following procedures are available. Receiving patients, quick assessment of the condition, unloading the patient safely from the vehicle under doctor's supervision, recording the case details, very important, all the recording should be very detailed specific. Briefing the patient relatives about the illness, so it's very important that they should be briefed about the illness. Valuables to be handed over to the relatives. See, what happens is, when the patient is wheeled inside the emergency, there are a lot of valuables like rings, the watch, etc. So all these valuables have to be removed because the procedures have to be done. So when these valuables are removed, patient himself is not in a mental status. So that all these valuables have to be handed to the relatives. Promptness of the care. What is the quality of outcome? Promptness of the care. Correctness of the care. Timely availability of concerned consultants. It is very important that consultant should be available at that point of time. Sympathetic attitude of the staff. Yes, the staff should be very sympathetic. Affordable and justifiable expenses. The expenses should not be very high, sky high. Okay, they should be affordable. Lowest time for dispatch of ambulance when asked for. See, the patient is in emergency, so you have to have the lowest time of sending the ambulance and bringing the patient. Lowest time taken by the consultant, senior physician, for investigation and for starting the treatment. The delay in starting the treatment, delay is dangerous. Patient can succumb to death. So, the consultant or the senior physician should take less amount of time and immediately start the treatment. Patient who need immediate resuscitation and surgery are successfully treated as quickly as possible. Immediately, if there is a need, take the patient into OT, operation theatre, let him be taken into operation theatre. The extent to which patient's condition is improved is the quality criteria. Satisfaction level of the patients, visitors, relatives as seen from the complaints and comments. See, the less the complaints, more satisfaction. Outpatient department. This is among the most important departments of the hospital. It is a point of first contact between the patients, relatives and the hospital. In most of the hospitals, the OPDs have problems such as less space, less staff, more workload, hence long queues, overcrowding and patient dissatisfaction. Typical general hospital where you see all these kind of things. Services in this department have to be prompt and have to be provided in a dignified manner. So, outpatient department is the area where lot of people flock because all of them have problems, and outpatient department is the department where the patient comes and describes his agony to the doctor. Facility should be such planned. Keeping in mind the maximum peak hour, patient load with scope for future expansion. So during the planning only, the facility should be planned so that you know, okay, after some time, what is going to happen? After a few years, what is going to happen? How is the scope going to increase? Design and layout as per functional flow of activities with unidirectional flow of patients and visitors. Adequate number of registration counters. Doctors' chambers should have adequate space and sitting arrangements. Because OPD, lot of patients will be there, so you have to have a very good adequate sitting space and sitting arrangements. Doctors' chambers should have all these arrangements, because when the OPD, when the patients are going to come in the OPD, they are going to sit somewhere, right? So all these things should be taken care for the patient care. Adequate number of well qualified doctors, that is very, very important today. Nurses, medical and social workers and other staff, yes, those, not only the infrastructure, but people should also be there. Patient call system with a display of next token. So typically when you have, typically if you go in a banking sector, you know, in the bank, you have a token system. Same kind of system should be applied so that you know each patient knows when his number is going to come and when he is going to be addressing the OPD or a particular doctor. Efficient inquiry counter, because first thing important in an OPD is the inquiry counter. OPD pharmacy located near exit gate of the OPD. The OPD pharmacy should be very near, otherwise patient will start searching for the OPD pharmacy. ECG room, cafeteria, these are the areas it should be very, very close by. Quality of process of care, OPD manager. Behavioral training of the staff, lowest waiting time, punctuality of the staff, and may I help you services. So these are the OPD manager, he has to manage everything. He has to ensure that everything is properly functioning. Because if behavioral training of staff is not there, they will not behave properly with the patient. You have to always reduce the waiting time. Punctuality of staff should be there, because staff, if they are not punctual, then it will be overworking of one, and then eventually if the time goes on and on and on, it will go into a very bad situation. May I help you services should be very, very proper. The number of doctors should be such that there will be maximum 10 patients per hour per doctor. Interesting, because the patients are so much and today doctors are very less. If that is so, you have to ensure that this things happens. You employ more doctors. Selective grouping of clinics. See, for example, you can have therapy wise grouping of the clinics. You have gastroenterology, you have skin VD, you have neurology clinics, you know, this way. So then there is no confusion of the different patients. Surgery, urology, orthopedics can be grouped together. Pediatrics, obs, gynec grouped together, because the link is same, you know, child and pregnancy. So the link is same. Surgery, urology, orthopedics are predominantly surgical units, so they can go in one way. So this grouping can actually help a lot of, you know, movements across. Quality of outcome, promptness of registration. Registration should be very quick. Undivided attention by the consultant. Consultant should not, once he is talking with the patient, he should switch off his mobile phone. Mobile phone should be out of the reach temporarily, and should be focusing on patient. Promptness in investigations and issuing of prescriptions. So there should be a promptness, quickness in investigations and issuing of the prescriptions. Respect for dignity and privacy of the patient. See, privacy of the patient should be maintained, because at times the physician is going to examine the patient. The patient has to maybe undress, and at that point of time there should be a curtain if there is a lady patient, then the nurse should be there present, so that the modesty is of the patient is not outraged at any point of time, neither do the patient feel so. Comfortable and soothing environment is needed. Display of information regarding the services available. So, whatever are information services, that has to be maintained. The doctors available, their qualifications, speciality, seniority, OPD days, timings, everything. So, you have a big chart of all the doctors, specialities, seniority, OPD days, timings, schedule of charges if possible for various investigation services. Availability of wheelchairs with attendants. An efficient and friendly inquiry service, registration service, a system of appointment so that the patient does not have to wait. The more patients waits, the more problem, because he loses the patients. Clean, comfortable and adequate waiting space. Clean and stink free toilets, very very important, because toilets are the areas where the not only the patients but also the visitors can go and use. So, they should be very clean and stink free. Clean linen on examination table. Examination table is one of the important parts, because many patients sit on that. So, the linen should be very clean, and punctuality of the doctors and registration staff. Punctuality should be very very powerful. The doctor in outpatient department, when the patient explains that to the doctor that, you know, these are the symptoms, what does the doctor do? The doctor explains to the patient his problem, treatment proposed, cost of the treatment, precautions to be taken, 4 points. Total time taken from start to finish should not be more than 30 minutes. Typically what happens, especially in the psychology, you know, the psychiatry and psychology part, the doctor explains to the patient his problem and that problem goes on to 30 minutes and 1 hour. With all due and respect to all these kind of, you know, discussions. But actually the doctor should understand that this particular discussion eats up most of his time, and then he makes a very quick wrap up for treatment proposed, cost of treatment and precautions to be taken. And actually patient is interested in point number 3, cost of the treatment, rather than his problem, because eventually it is the finance with he is going to bear. So, you have to maintain the time decor. Operation theatre department. This is a very sensitive department where any infrastructural deficiencies or procedure lapse can seriously compromise the safety of the patients, leading to repercussions as serious as loss of lives. Quality of service depends upon the quality and reliability of equipments as well as implementation of policies and working protocols based upon universally accepted practice. So, it is a very sensitive department, because lot of any infrastructure deficiencies can land into problem. And the reliability and quality of equipments which are used in the operation theatre is very 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 important, and working protocols are also that important. It is equally important to ensure the safety of patients through safe procedures and hazard free facilities. So, operation theatre department, what is the quality of structure? High standard of asepsis, absolutely. High standard of safety of patients, absolutely. High level of functional efficiency of staff, yes. because if the staff is not efficient, operations won't go properly. High standards of physical facilities, equipment and technology. Yes, at any point of time, lights must not go off in operation theater when any operation is going on. Maintenance should be proper, all correct. Usage of electricity should be perfect. Location easily accessible to the CSSD, A&E services, surgical ward, ICU, labor room and blood bank. See, because we have to understand, inter-processes, inter-departmental processes are going to happen between all these departments, CSSD, A&E services, surgical ward, ICU, labor room and blood bank. So, they should be easily accessible to all these departments. Floors, walls, ceilings should have smooth and flush surfaces to avoid collection of dust. Flooring should be conductive. Two fire escape routes at least 6 feet wide. Fire escape routes should be there. Department should be divided into four zones. Means protective zone, clean zone, sterile zone and disposable zone. These zones have varying degree of asepsis and cleanliness. There should be enough number of operating rooms. Stable and uninterrupted power supply should go on, because that is one of the most important part. Air conditioning. Relative humidity should be 55%, temperature 22%, vertical airflow 10 to 20 changes per hour. General level of illumination should be 500 to 20,000 lux, shadowless and glareless. Lighting should have intensity of 100,000 to 120,000 lux with minimum 40,000 lux at the bottom of 13 centimeters deep and 5 centimeter wide incision at the point of incision. Quality of the process of care. Availability of a quality manual. Now, here also if you see, quality manual is present, containing policies and procedures governing various aspects of functioning of OT, as well as written protocols for all the processes. Example, reception and preoperative supervision of the patient. Prevention of the wrong patient, wrong site, wrong surgery. So, all this quality manual should be present, what happens if all these things happen, and you know, how should be the protocol, what should be the policies of all the OTs, and the written protocol for all the processes should be there. Then operative procedures to be performed by the anesthetist, the surgeon, the OT nurse before preoperative cleaning and draping of patients on the basis of clinical examination of the patient, medical records, x-rays, informed consent, etc. So, all the operative procedures to be performed should be correct. There should be a second check before actual starting of the procedure. Yes. So, you are ensuring that the check is happening properly. Quality of outcome. Justified surgical procedure. A procedure that was correctly performed. A procedure that fulfilled the intended purpose. A procedure that was safe and hazard free. No post-operative sepsis. An affordable cost. So, the outcome depends upon if the surgical procedure is justified. If it is not justified, don't do it. It should be correctly performed and it should fulfill the intended purpose. Appendectomy should have been done for removal of appendix only, and safe and hazard free. You should not leave something inside when you are closing the sutures. No post-operative sepsis and affordable cost. What are the quality criteria for operation theatre? There should be system of periodic evaluation of the effectiveness of the quality policies, procedures and protocols. Evaluation can be done by the OT committee on the basis of certain predetermined criteria such as post-operative infection rate, swabs for culture to check the bacteriological growth. Number of deaths on the operation table and post-operative. Average time taken for surgery. Number of cases of negligence and indiscipline in the OT. Operation theatre utilization pattern including idle time. See, what important point is, you have to reduce the idle time or waiting time in operation theatre, and that is what is important. You have to plan and manage the surgeries in such a way. Adverse or near miss events, instances or of issue report differing from the pre-operative operative findings of the treating surgeon. Okay. So, if there is a tissue report differ, then you know how is the why it is differing and all those things we have to understand. Intensive care unit, ICU, is the area of the hospital where critically sick patients requiring intensive monitoring, care and treatment are admitted. These patients are too sick to care for themselves and are dependent on the specialized staff and equipment to the nurse and sustain them through the critical phase. Intensive care units are very, very important because patients are very sick and they depend upon the staff to care for them. ICU should be located close to OT or recovery room, accident and emergency, and should be away from the main traffic. So, typically ICU is very closer to operation theatre. Like for example, operation theatre is on the second floor, ICU should be on the first floor. Patient area should be minimum 15 square meter per bed with free space 0.9 meters at the head end, 1.2 meters at the foot end and 3.5 meters between the adjacent beds. It is better if the beds are kept in a separate transparent cabins with separate ventilation. The layout, finishes, flooring, walls, etc. should be conducive to infection prevention and control. So, these are very, very important from a structure perspective, and if these things are maintained, you know, it is really good, ICU quality would be very much improvised. Direct observation of all the patients by duty nurses should be possible. Like you have, you know, sometimes you have a computer monitor on the ICU station. You can see all the patients at one point. Free movement of the patient trolleys, adequate space for large equipments required for ICU patients and for bedside procedures by the staff. So, movable beds should be there quickly, you know, the support for beds should also be there, and lot of things should be proper over there. Every bed should have a piped gas and a vacuum supply. Bedside monitors with central monitoring system, transport monitor, infusion pump, ventilators, CPAP, BPAP, etc. All those things should be there, right. So, in the ICU, the structure and facility should be so powerful that even the bed should be have all those, you know, accessories. High quality and adequate quantity of supply from stores, yes, that is very, very important, because you have to have all these adequate quantity of supply from the stores. temperature 20 to 25 degrees, humidity 50-60%, positive pressure ventilation with 10 air changes per hour, 300 lux uniform, diffuse light, uninterrupted stable power and adequate portable water supply. Comfortable rest room for patient relative, absolutely needed facility. Adequate staffing, nurse-patient ratio 1:1 during the day and 1:2 during the night. Overall 4.3 nurses per bed considering absenteeism, etc. Department should be under the charge of a senior specialist in critical care and should have residents trained in intensive care. 0.2 per bed. Documented policies and protocols for various functions. So, all the senior specialists should be properly working over there. Nurses should be under their control. Each nurse to the patient and going on fine, everything. SOPs for intubation, extubation, ventilator, tracheostomy, care of the unconscious patients, prevention of the bed sores, management of the cardiac arrest, blood transfusion barrier, reverse barrier, nursing antibiotic policy, etc. So, SOPs for intubation, all the SOPs, standard operative procedures should be there for all these procedures of the ICU. Standard operative procedures for training of the staff, control of the visitors, planned preventive and breakdown maintenance, because equipments are very, very important and they should go on continuously. So, there should be a planned preventive and breakdown maintenance of these equipments. Quality of the outcome. We have seen the infrastructure, now process and then outcome. No bed sores, obviously, because those patients are bedridden and they don't have their own system of caring, so obviously nurses will care, so no bed sores. No nosocomial infection, disease originating in the hospital. We have seen that ICUs are the one of the important areas where nosocomial infections can occur. So, nosocomial infections should not be the that no nosocomial infections can be a quality outcome. No unexpected complications, yes, no deaths, high satisfaction of the staff, high satisfaction of patient and relatives, consultant response time is less, no adverse near miss events. We have to understand that in ICU, whatever complications, if the treatment is proper, going in a proper state, the expected complications should be reduced, because the eventual system should be that he should be wheeled out of the ICU, the patient should be wheeled out of the ICU as soon as possible. All these outcomes are very important.